We start with football, and Melbourne Victory have secured a spot in the A-League final series with two games to spare. The sealing results, their 3-1 win over the Western Sydney Wanderers in Melbourne this past weekend. Leroy George, Bessart Berisha and Thomas Deng were the goal scorers, but it's what happened before Berisha's goal that's taken up much of the headline space. Victory's Costa Barbarousis was sent off after bizarrely stamping on Western Sydney player Keanu Backus, whilst Berisha was preparing to take the penalty kick with which he scored his goal. The controversial video assistant referee was called upon to confirm Barbarousis's expulsion. Victory coach Kevin Muscat critical of its role in Barbarousis's sending off.
If you happen to watch 10 replays, you can't be certain, can you? Or do you watch the 11th one, you go, oh, no, I'm made sure now.
In the AFL, Collingwood has lost its first two games of the season for the second consecutive year. A 95-79 defeat to Greater Western Sydney, the latest dose of misery for the Magpies. Coach Nathan Buckley denies his team is too small, but admits a lack of height did play some role in this defeat.
In the end, there's a balance of each. It's not really about how tall or small you are. It's how it blends together with your ball use. And I thought that was better. Yeah, we were more adventurous with the ball, in the back half in particular, prepared to bounce a little bit more. But yeah, it did tell when our legs ran out and we couldn't break the lines as much and you're looking for that aerial presence. We just weren't able to bring the ball to ground often enough.
Collingwood's arch rivals Carlton are also amongst the four teams who have started the 2018 AFL season with two defeats in two matches. It will make for an even more spirited match than usual next weekend when Collingwood and Carlton play each other. From those who've endured a losing start to those enjoying a winning one. Two teams in the National Rugby League have won their first four matches of the season. One is the St George Illawarra Dragons, the other the New Zealand Warriors. The Warriors were amongst many people's favourites to finish at the bottom of the competition standings this season, but instead of slumping, they're thriving. Their latest triumph, a 30-6 win over the Sydney Roosters this past weekend, in which their supporters easily outnumbered the Roosters fans at the stadium, despite the fact the game was played in Sydney. Warriors 5'8" Blake Green says it's not so much a case of this win being a very big one for the Warriors, as much as it is the Warriors making the most of starting with a clean slate.
Oh, I don't know if it's a big statement from us. I think it does a lot for belief. It's almost like we've started a club from scratch. You know, we've had to have a bit of a clean slate and start again.
And Britain's Anthony Joshua has moved one step closer to becoming the undisputed boxing heavyweight champion of the world. He's beaten Joseph Parker of New Zealand in a unanimous points decision in their bout in Cardiff. Both men had never lost in their professional careers coming into the fight. Joshua says, whilst he deserved to win, his opponent too has a bright future.
It's difficult when someone comes and is backing off a lot of the time and so on and so forth. But so be it, you know, history was made. Joseph played a massive part in this, his whole camp did. And I'm honoured to share the ring with him. And what's interesting is Joseph won't give up now. Do you know what I mean? He's still young, competitive. And I think we'll definitely see Joseph Parker again. But as you said, I think just on this evening, I was more focused, more disciplined, and I carried out the tactics, and I was a better man, it seemed.
Sunil Awosti, SBS News.